piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. And we're talking about the perfect tomato. Turns out that there is such a thing. Here's a very interesting guy named Harry Clay. And there was an article about him in Salon Magazine online. Clay, K-L-E-E. Now, this guy is a scientist who was recruited, evidently, by Monsanto to do some work for them about developing a tomato that would use GMO technology and produce a slow-ripening tomato. He worked on it. He came up with exactly what they wanted, but it had about all the flavor of a dish rag. He thought, well, that's pointless, and started working on other things to find out, where does all this flavor come from? Why don't we have flavor in our tomatoes? He's done this for 20-some years.
He has. He's been very dedicated.
Working down at the University of Florida, he discovered through a series of very clever testing that sweetness, sour, and flavor and intensity was all related to its value as food, whether it was essential amino acids, carotenoids, and omega-3s. There is a definite relationship there. If it's good for you, it tastes good. As he took all this knowledge and started working on developing tomatoes, he came up with something called the Maglia Rosa.
He took the best tasting tomato he'd ever grown, a grape tomato that tastes extraordinary, but like so many heirlooms, is very hard to grow. And he crossed it with a commercial variety called the FLA 8059, yeah, which grows superbly, but tastes like tap water. Yeah. So he takes a great tasting tomato, crosses it with a flavorless tomato, and comes up with this amazingly tasting tomato called the Garden Gem.
The Garden Gem. Not only did it taste good, but it ripened well.
It ripened.
And was very shippable and held up in the market. It was bound to be a bestseller. But what happened?
Well,
the industry didn't want it.
The industry didn't want it.
They just turned up their nose at it. Well, they said, first of all, it was a little too small. Well, it was a little smaller than normal. It was only 50 grams, and many of the tomatoes they sell are as much as 250 grams.
Yes, but people don't know what to do with a 250-gram tomato.
Yeah, people don't like 250-gram
tomatoes. They don't like 250-gram tomatoes. Basically, the Garden Gem was a great-tasting tomato.
Yeah.
But here's what markets want. Growers, these commercial growers, they want a big yield. They want fruit uniformity. They want good appearance. They want shelf life. They want shippability.
Shippability.
They want pounds per plant. And his produced 22 pounds of tomatoes per plant. They want to know even whether a tomato plucks clean or is left with the tiny piece of stem attached. And they don't care beans about flavor.
No. In fact, one grower started a meeting by saying, I never lost a penny on tomatoes that don't taste good, you know?
So what this article points out is this incredible dysfunction in the marketing of tomatoes. So yes, you said that this is the perfect tomato, but then the rest of the title, John, of this article is, but supermarkets refuse to sell it.
Yes, they refuse to sell it because it's just too much problem. Also, there was a question about plucks per pound. And in fact, it flies in the face of reality, since it turns out that one of the best-selling kinds of tomatoes that people will buy, mm-hmm, and people will buy them because, mm-hmm, they taste good, mm-hmm, it's those little tomatoes that come already attached to the vines and so forth.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Little grape tomatoes. They, uh-huh, taste quite good.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And those are even more plucks per pound than anything that he was contemplating. It was all nonsense. It's not over.
What he's doing now, what Clay is doing now, is he's made another cross. He's taken that flavorless FLA 8059.
Yeah.
He's crossed that with another superb tasting heirloom, and he won't reveal which heirloom it is yet. The resulting hybrid, however, he says, tastes fabulous, is even more productive than the Garden Gem, and delivers a larger sized fruit the industry will love, and it will ship well. And it's something that he feels the industry is going to just take to its heart. He may be very optimistic. But another little coda for this is the Garden Gem does have a life, not in our supermarkets, but Clay received enthusiastic response from a seed company in Italy. Bounty. He says they loved it. They asked for 10,000 more seeds. And one day soon, it may well be possible to walk into your local supermarket and buy a basket of Garden Gems. You'll just have to move to Rome.
So we got that to look forward to. And you've got this to look forward to.
The food guys. Da 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 da